exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Mia, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show to kind of just allay some fears and explain some things to us. So welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thanks for having me.
The news obviously dropped yesterday. It's been talked about for months and years and so on. But the news came out yesterday that this is becoming a thing. And obviously the immediate reaction was, you know, uproar all over social media and then political parties having their bits to say. On the whole, what does this piece of legislation look like? Should it something we're worried about? Is it something we're going to not notice? What's going to happen?
Well, I think the first thing to note is that this legislation is going to take a very long time to implement. So the national health insurance is not something that you're going to see in 5 years. It's there. It's going to take 10, 20, 30 years to implement properly. And you're not going to see an immediate change. So once this bill has become law, in the first year after that, you're not going to see anything changing, really. What happens needs to happen then is there are several other laws that also need to change for the NHI to be implemented. And one of those laws is the Medical Scheme Act, because the NHI bill, as it stands now, says that medical aids in their current form will become illegal at some stage during implementation. And that means that you will not be able to have a medical aid like you have now. The only version of a medical aid you'll be able to have is top-up services. So medical aids won't be allowed to provide the same package of services that the NHI provides. You may want to know, what would that package look like? No one knows. That package has not been, it's a primary healthcare package, but no one yet knows what services it will contain.
My favorite thing that you said was, if it is implemented properly, it will take up to 20, 30 years. That's the key word, I think, at the moment with a lot of things we're seeing in terms of legislation. But I wanted to ask, how does this affect your middle class man op straat?
So I think the main thing is that you're not going to be able to have your medical aid in its current form. You will just be able to have top-up services. But you may ask, will you still be able to use private healthcare? Now, in layman's terms, the NHI will be like a giant state medical aid. So this fund, this NHA fund, will go and buy health services from all health facilities, whether it is a private or a public facility, the rule will be that you need to register to participate in the NHI. So all the health facilities who are registered will be facilities that this NHI fund will buy services from. So if you're a middle-class person and you still want to use a private health facility, the bill says that in order to access the NHI, you will need to register at a health facility of your choice, preferably in your area, and that could very well be a private health facility. However, each time you want to use the health system, you would first need to go to that facility to access the system. So you won't be able to go to a Mediclinic and go to a gynecologist straight away. You're going to have to go through a GP where you registered. So it will be possible to use a private facility. Whether you will be able to use that same facility when you, for instance, need a specialized service is not too certain yet. It may very well be that certain specialized services, like, say, hip replacements in Johannesburg, is maybe allocated to a specific few facilities where they deal with it, and that may not be the specific facility where you registered.
Got you. So essentially, there will be one central fund, and we will go to our GPs, and then they will direct us to the various places, and some of these might be existing what we consider public hospitals, and some of them might be existing private hospitals. Is the idea to sort of raise the standard of facilities as well?
The idea is to raise it. So the first idea is to have more money. So what the government basically wants in order to fund the NHI is the people who have medical aids, they want to be able to access those premiums. Because at the moment, if you look at our health expenditure, about 15% of our country can afford medical aids, and 85% is reliant on public health care. But if you look at total health expenditure, in other words, all the money that's spent on health in the country, whether that is private health care or public health care, then it's equal amounts. Of our GDP, 4.4% is spent on public health and 4.2% is spent on private health. But the 4.2% that's spent on private health is only on 15% of the population.
Yeah.
And the rest of the money is spent on a very large part of the population. So the first thing the government wants is the money so that they can improve the total health system. The questions around it is, yes, definitely our system needs to change. But the question is, do they have the ability to implement it properly? And trust in the government is low at the moment.
Mm.
And the second thing is, do we have enough health workers to implement that? And the third thing is, of course, are our public health facilities in any kind of state to be able to participate in the system?
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.